Now, sometimes in the scriptures, you actually have the work, the interpretive work going on right in front of you. So you can kind of enter into the dialogue without too much effort. And here we Galatians chapter 3, we see that going on. Galatians chapter 3, beginning at the first verse. That's Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians. Okay? You get your bearings. These are familiar words. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified? Well, just from that question, we learn something about the Galatians and the Galatians' understanding, interpretation of what? The core. The doctrine of justification. Paul's question makes it clear that what has happened in that congregation, or in these congregations, who may be more than one. What's happened? They have an understanding of the core that is it's faulty. It's wrong. Okay? They're wrong. Now he's got to argue them back into the center. So he says, "Let me ask you only this. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith?" So the very first question he asks then is what we would call a law-gospel question. I mean, it couldn't be more obvious, could it? Did you receive the Spirit through the law or through the gospel? Because it can't be both. It's one or the other. Which was it? Are you so foolish? Having begun with the Spirit, are you now ending with the flesh? Now, again, flesh and spirit, you see, are alternate words for law and gospel. Did you experience so many things in vain, if it really is in vain? I mean, the benefits of the gospel he's talking about. Does he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you do so by works of the law or by hearing with faith? Again, so by emphasizing hearing and faith and works of the law, where is Paul taking them? He's taking them back to the center. Now we could look at our little thing here. It isn't all on here, but what is he doing? Well, he's driving Christ. That's one thing he's doing. He's trying to point them back to the gospel. Get them looking at Christ. You see. Well, they didn't have any Bible, so obviously he couldn't have said open to Galatians, because he's writing Galatians as he speaks. So, thus Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. Now, what has he done there? He interprets. He takes the Old Testament and he uses. Well, he didn't have it, but you see what I'm working with here. You see what he's doing. He's taking the gospel, the new covenant, and he's saying, "Remember the old covenant? This is what it was all about." He's using the new to interpret the old. You see, the value of having these things around when you're reading is, as you read, you start to become literate in discerning how this works. You know, I mean, there can hardly be a more frustrating exercise to ask people to engage in than to go home and read your Bibles. Okay, great. You know, I can't even find the book. Am I supposed to? Where do I start? Right. I mean, that's the way it is. So, So when we start to take a text and then we start looking for these theological interpretive tools, we begin to see, you know, this, yeah, okay. And then when it, then you start to discern and you can start to make judgments, not based on your own whims, you know, on what drives the weight loss ministry or whatever else, but what does bring Christ home? What does bring the law to bear on sin and so forth? So you see that it is men of faith who are sons of Abraham. Now that is a... You talk about blowing Judaism wide open. Who are sons of Abraham according to the Old Testament?
Jews circumcised.
Absolutely, Jews circumcised, inheritors of the seed of Abraham. Yeah. And Paul says, no, it's people of faith are heirs of Abraham. Again, the new covenant is interpreting the old covenant. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, I mean, is he interpreting the old by the new or what? And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham. Anybody who thinks that the gospel doesn't show up in the Old Testament, well, here is Abraham heard the gospel. From God? Your faith. Huh? Faith will justify you. Yeah. In you shall all the nations be blessed. So then those who are men of faith are blessed with Abraham who had faith. For all who rely on works of the law are under a curse. Now he's gone from interpreting the old covenant by the new. Now he's back to what? He's back to his law-gospel dialectic and whatever is pushing Christ forward. Now he's trying to bring Christ back into the picture. For all who rely on the works of the law are under a curse, for it is written, "Cursed be everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law and do them." For the life of me, I have never understood why Christian people can't read that and understand that that means what it says.
I think they think that it means those old, doesn't mean today. It means then and back then.
Oh, before you were saved?
Yeah.
Yeah. You rely on the law, you see, and of course the context of Galatians makes it quite apparent. Why does he bring this text up, this law text up, and push it into the Galatian community, present it to them?
Because they lost the core.
Because they've lost the gospel. See, they've turned to something else, to another word. And that word brings death, not life. Now it is evident that no man is justified before God by the law, for he who through faith is righteous shall live. But the law does not rest on faith, for he who does them shall live by them. You see, that's the whole point of the sermon tonight about piety. You don't live by your piety, by prayer, Bible study, going to church, doing good works. Piety are works of law. And there were whole generations of good Scandinavian Lutheran pietists who never quite figured that out. For all the best intentions, they put themselves right back in shackles because of that empty, vacant, vapid state church system they were faced with. They naturally turned to law. The state church wasn't giving them anything and still isn't. So it was a reaction, overreaction. But the law does not rest on faith, for he who does them shall live by them. If you're going to claim the merits of your Bible study and prayer life and all that as being real, then you better get serious.